Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:43 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 2nd. Well, this has been a day where we saw some quite negative action right across Asia as it followed through from that weak close that we saw on Friday in the US and in Europe. And we had the Nikkei down over 6% and the Hang Seng down almost 5%. Interestingly, in India, the market opened well down on the day, but actually rallied towards the close and continues with a very short-term progression of higher lows. That type of activity, it remains evident in a number of markets where markets have failed to break down and have found support at their November or October lows. The DAX in Germany would be a good example where you have equal lows, or the FTSE also has higher lows. Even Japan has higher lows in here. So certainly the US is leading on the downside in here, and the banking sector remains weak, and the diversified financials remain in a consistent downtrend. So, well, a relatively consistent downtrend considering the amount of volatility that we have. So markets remain extremely volatile and extremely nervous. Anxiety is running at very high levels. The benchmarks that we've been keeping an eye on for any indication that the level of anxiety is lessening, or that some of the cash that has been built up on the sidelines is being recommitted to the markets, are the dollar index, where we see that the dollar was a little bit weaker in here today and actually does need to now push above that 88 level on the dollar index to offset scope for this to be a developing type 2 top formation. But with these type 2 top formations, this period of loss of momentum where it ranges sideways can be relatively lengthy. And while there is certainly an indication that there is this that this loss of momentum could lead to a topping out for the dollar, it won't be 100% certain until we see a clear downward dynamic, which makes it incontrovertible that this has been a top formation development. The other thing that we've been watching are government bond prices, and they continue to accelerate higher, which is an indication that people are going for cash or government-backed guarantees in this market. We continue to see that corporate spreads, particularly when you move down the credit ratings just slightly down from a triple A or double A, and look more towards single A, and around that area, those spreads continue to widen for investment grade debt of all hues, really. So people shunning what are considered risky assets and going for government bonds that have that government backing. We see that treasuries were up more than half a full point today. They're over 131 now. 10-year is almost at 123, and we continue to see that gilts and bunds and those Australian 10-years are making new highs and rallying very strongly in here. Of course, this is on the expectation that we're going to have significant rate cuts coming through, not only in rate decisions tomorrow, but going forward. And we are heading towards a very low interest rate environment across a whole host of countries. The question then is how that isn't going to spark a carry trade over the medium to longer term is beyond my imagination, because when you have so many currencies yielding so very little and so many emerging currencies yielding so much more, then it's a bit of a no-brainer to borrow in these lower yielding currencies. And once this panicky situation passes, the strength that we see in the dollar and in the yen will be ethereal, and we can anticipate that those currencies will contract from these extremely high levels that we're seeing right now, and there will be excellent funding opportunities for carry trades when this panicky situation passes. Looking at the commodity sector, we see that oil is below $50 again today. It's down to 47.24, down over $2, so it remains in this consistent downtrend, but is looking increasingly overextended, and it really does need an incontrovertible upward dynamic to pause this downtrend beyond, or to check the momentum of this downtrend beyond a brief pause. Natural gas was a little bit weaker in here today. Gold, having had that very large downward dynamic on Friday, steadied up somewhat in here today. It was up $10, or sorry, $11, and it really does need to perform better than this for that high that we saw up above $800 not to have been a fourth lower high within this developing medium-term downtrend. And there will be a lot of people watching that to see how well that this market can rally back up towards those levels and potentially above them. Volatility remains extremely high in the precious metal markets. For gold particularly, although platinum, which had also had a very big fall on Friday, did find support somewhat in here today. It's relatively unchanged, give or take around $800. Lower side of this range that's been going on for the last couple of months, and that would really need to break further down on further downwards to offset scope for this to continue to build support around these areas. Of course, these ratios of gold relative to the other metals have been coming down, and of course, the more gold comes down and the other precious metals stay relatively steady, then the more or the less overextended gold will look relative to those metals. The rest of the commodity complex was also relatively steady in here today. You had corn, which was quite weak last week. It's down below 350, so it broke down from that $4 level late last week and remains in this medium-term downtrend, but also looking very overextended. So we really do have an awful lot of very, very overextended downtrends on the one hand, and extremely overextended uptrends for government bonds and for the yen and the dollar. So with that in mind, becoming overly bullish on the one hand or overly bearish on the other isn't going to be particularly helpful considering the extent of the moves that we've had to date. What we do know is that there is a remarkable amount of cash on the sidelines, and that is fuel for the next recovery. We really do need to watch the dollar and government bond prices to give us an indication of when that capital is going to move back into more risky assets. But when it does, that is going to fuel a very large short covering rally, and we could see these markets popping on the upside quite significantly. Given the extent of the downside moves, however, there is going to be then, following any significant up or significant rally that we do get, there's going to have to be some significant support building or base formation development for these markets to really look like they can support anything more than a technical rally. At the moment, we see that Wall Street is a bit steadier in here today. The S&P is up 2.28% coming in towards the close. That does not offset that big downward dynamic we saw on Friday, but we're certainly seeing steadying around this 800 level once more. And what it really needs to do is push well back up into this range and countermand this downward dynamic that we saw on Friday to keep potential open for this market to rally back towards 1,000 and then questions to be asked once more up at those levels. But with that thought, I will leave you for the evening and thank you very much for your time.